This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world. Today, John, the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, be reading verses 12 through 14. John 14, reading verses 12 through 14. And it reads, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." Let us pray. God, our Creator, Sustainer, we ask now that you speak to us, we your servants. God, speak that we may hear and then do what you call us to do for such a time as this. Thank you for this brand new year. Thank you for a better attitude to do the work you've called us to do. Strengthen us now, God. We thank you for those who travel to be with us on today. Thank you for those who are online. Bless God as only you can. Now speak to us, God. Oh, God, have your way. Preach, Holy Ghost, preach. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Our subject this morning, upgrade. We represent Christ 2.0. In 2023, our theme was, we represent Christ. So in the new year, we would expect a new theme. That's reasonable. But have we truly completed last year's vision, focus, and direction? Have we given our all at accomplishing what God has placed in us last year? Are we all ready to move on? I believe we are ready to move on, but we need an upgrade. You need an upgrade. As if you're already saved. Now, if you don't know Christ, you don't need an upgrade. You need the hardware. You need the whole operating system. Then you can upgrade. Well, Pastor, what are you talking about? Well, last year we dwelt on and began to speak on how all of us needed to see what our spiritual gift is or our spiritual gifts are. And I'm not going to ask for a show of hands or ask everybody to stand, but we had to through 2023 to get that done, and you know what your gift is or what your gifts are. But after you've gotten to identify your gifts, we asked you to make sure you were in at least one other ministry, as I mentioned earlier, that you are partnering. You're in a ministry of First African Baptist Church, every member connected to a ministry. And once you're in that ministry, those ministries are connecting with agencies throughout the community to do the work we've talked about. All year, we talked about what God expects of us. But what is that God expects of us? What do I have to do? Well, we have an opportunity to know what the final exam is. The final exam, when it's all over, it says, when it's all over here, and God shall come, and he'll stand before the nations. Everybody will be assembled, and he's going to separate them as a shepherd divides sheep from the goat. And he said to those, when I was hungry, you fed me. Thirsty, gave me drink. Stranger took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. Sick and in prison, you visited me. And they said, wait a minute, when did we do that? Inasmuch as you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. So we're working on a system of how we can actually do those things. And there are so many agencies and organizations, churches who are doing those things in the community that we can literally partner with so we can begin to work with them to do those things. See, if we say that it's just for First African to do, then we'll just deplete all of our resources doing all those things, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, finding shelter for those who are homeless, because we want to do God's will. We will spend every dime we got because we want to do God's will. We will spend every dime we got because we want to do God's will. We would. But through this model, we get to spend the money that we've already given in our taxes. You get to spend money for agencies that's already doing the work, feeding the hungry, clothing those who are naked, all of these various things. We get to do it because we partner with them and assist them in getting done what God asked us to do. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now, if you're not excited about that and you haven't been a part of that, that's why we're doing the upgrade. Yeah, we've talked about it, and so whatever mode we've been in, we kind of need to upgrade where we are to get to where God wants us to be. For the church, for those who are saved, we need an upgrade from what God has given us in 2023. We are still seeking God, shaping lives, and serving the world. And I love this because a lot of people, when they say we're seeking God, shaping lives, and they'll say saving the world. And that's not all that wrong. Because if we're serving the world the way we ought to serve the world, then the world would be saved. So you ain't really off when you say seeking God, shaping life, saving the world. That's good. I like to hear that. So we're doing that. So I know sometimes folks say, well, we're jumping from one thing to another. No, we're still seeking God, shaping life, serving the world. And we're still using who we can and how we can, working all together. Now, again, I know when I'm saying this, every last one of y'all looking at me saying, I'm so glad he's telling them. They sure need to do more. They ain't doing nothing. They just come to church and they ain't helping nobody. All right. Whoever's saying that, I'm talking to you. Yeah. All God, listen, if you're saved, all of us have at least one spiritual gift. God has given it to us. Now, if you're not saved, I understand. You ain't supposed to do none of this until you're saved. And my job as pastor is to help make sure you make heaven. So one of the things you'll know you ain't going is if you don't want to do what God wants you to do. Don't get to hell and be surprised and be mad at me. He should have told me. I'm telling you now, God has work for us to do. So let's get the upgrade. We represent Christ 2.0. Upgrade. Well, some folks, I don't even know what upgrade is. Well, let me look at Britannica Dictionary and give you some definitions of upgrade. And I'm going to kind of preach from these definitions and I'm done. All right. One definition says to make something better by including the most recent information or improvements. Such as this course will help you to upgrade your computer skills, or airports have upgraded security, or we've upgraded the quality of their service. Another definition, to choose to have or use something more useful, more modern. You might want to upgrade to a cable modem, or we reserve a compact car with the option of upgrading to a midsize. Next definition, to get something such as a seat on an airplane or a room in a hotel that is better than what you originally had. You're able to upgrade to first class. Our seats were upgraded to first class. We have reserved a double room, but the hotel upgraded us to a suite. Another definition is to give someone or something a higher rank or grade. They upgraded my job classification to level 4, which means I get a pay increase. Or the restaurant was upgraded from 3 stars to 4 stars. Or the storm had been upgraded to a hurricane. Yeah. Doctors upgraded the patient's condition from serious to good. Upgrade. So seeing that we desire to represent Christ, or even, you know, yes, the sound system has been upgraded so we could hear better. Amen. Seeing that we desire to represent Christ better in 2024, let's look at what that might require. First, things might get bitter before better. Well, I always like better, but sometimes bitter might come before better. John 14:12, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father." He says, "Whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do." We must do the work Jesus did. And very importantly, we must do it the way Jesus did it. To upgrade, we have to experience an upgrade. Let me tell you what I mean. There's another definition for upgrade as a noun. It's an area or surface that goes upward, an upward slope, such as a slight upgrade in a roadway or a gradual upgrade. If you've ever traveled through the mountains, they have signs up that tell you about you're going to upgrade, Brother Driver. And it tells you have to shift. Yeah, you got to shift to go up the mountain, the grade. It's a little more difficult. It may take a little more gas. Let me make sure we understand. It may take more energy to get to where you're trying to get, because you're going upgrade. You're going up an upgrade. Or what am I saying to us? I'm saying for us to get to where God wants us to be in 2024, we may have to use a little more energy than we did in 2023. Yeah, we all may have to step up and do a little bit more of what God is calling us to do, the way God is calling us to do it. We all going to have to make a commitment to trust God with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. We may all have to decide that, yes, God, we'll do it your way. It seems a little more difficult. I may have to get up a little bit earlier to get on the prayer call and pray with everybody else at First African Baptist Church so I can be stronger and I can make it through my day. It may mean I may have to do a little bit more than I'm going to make as many as I can as we come to worship. It may mean that I may have to work harder to help identify the agency that I'm working with and then spend at least 2 hours a week with that agency helping them to help people in our community. It may mean I have to put a little more energy into what I'm doing, because in order for me to get to where I'm trying to get to, in order for me to get to a higher place, I may have to go through an upgrade. As I'm going through the upgrade, I'm going through the mountain, there may be some opposition that keeps me from getting where I need to get to. Gravity may be pulling me back. My old habits might be pulling me back. The things that I've been doing that I know I shouldn't be doing may be pulling me back. The sin that so be easily besetting me may be holding me back. But I realize I have to pull that stuff aside and begin to work through whatever it is I'm going through so God can get glory. Yeah. Going through the upgrade, I got to allow God to help me. It may be some difficulty. It may be something going on. Situation in life might get more difficult. Let me tell you, my brothers, my sisters, anybody who's given their life to Christ and said, "I decided to make Jesus my choice," you have run into some obstacles right after you made that commitment. The moment you said, "I'm no longer going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that," or whatever else, all that, well, I might be the only one, but have any of you ever said that, you know, okay, I decided to make Jesus my choice, I'm putting all this back? There were people that you couldn't get to, that you've been trying to get to. There was stuff that you wanted that just wasn't available for you to get to. There was stuff you wanted to drink, or stuff you wanted to smoke, or stuff you wanted to get to. And there was just no way, really. You know, you just didn't have a resource, you couldn't get to it. But I came to Jesus. As I was. And then all of a sudden, oh, I'm telling you that it's, listen, it's a struggle when you're seeking to do it the way God wants you to do it. But if you just make up your mind to keep on climbing, if you make up your mind to go through that upgrade, when you make up your mind, we have to climb to a higher position than we've been in. It might take a little more effort, and it will take a little more effort in 2024. It might take more energy, but it's worth the climb. An upgrade is required. Now, when you're in the mountains, you could make your mind up. I ain't doing that. I ain't finna go up this mountain. I'm not shifting gears. I'm not trying to go through it. I'm not spending any more energy and not having more gas. I'm just going to pull over. And I'm going to just sit right here. I wonder, how many folk in church has just decided to pull over and stop climbing? I've lived long enough. I've done enough. I've been around long enough till I see we're going up, but I'm just going to pull over. I'm just going to chill. Everybody else moving, everybody else going up. I'm looking at them. I'm watching them pass by me. Matter of fact, I'm even helping them pass. Come on. Come on around. Come on around me. Because I'm not going this upgrade. I'm not doing that. I'm waiting till the mountain, I don't know what. But God loves us. Well, Pastor, what are you talking about? I got to go through all this stuff. In life, things will test you. Things will knock you down. But hang in there. Jesus was ridiculed. Jesus was talked about. You thought you were the only one getting talked about? Jesus was talked about. He was criticized. Okay, I know y'all don't think that. I know y'all don't think that because it's Jesus. Y'all think that he just had it smooth. He didn't have to climb upgrade, he have to go up. He did all he did for you and for me. So he could be a perfect sacrifice for all of our sins. But just think about it. Let's just talk naturally. Just talk on a natural level about Jesus. Can you imagine what Jesus had to go through if he had to fill out an application and they say, put your father's name? You want my real father, or you want my stepdaddy? No, we want your real father. Okay. God, my father. Can you see him when all the time Mary was telling them that Jesus, they're talking about Jesus, you know, birthed by Mary. Can you see what they're saying about Mary when they say, we understand, she says she's a virgin and she had his son, Jesus? Joseph ain't his daddy. He acting like Joseph is daddy, but Mary has somebody else. We know somebody else. Can you see him when he got to the temple at age 12? And he's astounding all of the elders. He's in the temple. He's talking. The Bible talks about it. He's talking to all the elders. He's talking to all of the religious leaders. And he's talking to them, and they're asking him questions. He's asking them questions. And then can you see them when his family, Mary, Joseph, all of them, they leave him, and they're thinking he's in one of the other family groups. But he's still in the temple talking with the elders. He's in the temple talking with the priests. And they all leave Jesus. They leave him. And they're gone for about a day's journey. And they realize, wait a minute, where's Jesus? Somebody said, well, I thought he was with y'all. No, I thought he was with y'all. No, he ain't with us. And they had to backtrack and go to the temple. And then they find Jesus. Jesus makes this pronouncement to all of them. To Mary and Joseph, he said to them, didn't you know I had to be about my father's business? Now, you know, some people heard Jesus say that. And they said, ooh-wee. Put this on Facebook. One of these preachers in here, Jesus' daddy. He in here with these preachers. One of these preachers got to be his dad. We knew it. Can you just imagine what Jesus had to go through all of his life as folk talked about him, as he tried to entrap him, as when he told them who he was and what he became about doing. He had to put it with all kind of stuff. Well, I'm just saying to you, as you upgrade, you have to put up with some stuff. As you upgrade, you have to realize that others may not like the way you're upgrading. They may not like the way you're doing it, but when you're led by God, you just got to let them know that it's God who's upgrading you. You got to go through some stuff. He did it for us that his Father might get glory. Secondly, we have to upgrade. We don't have a choice. John 14, 12 again says, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do. Why? Because I'm going to the Father. I'm going to the Father. There's a reason why we have to upgrade, and you can't refuse it. You can refuse to upgrade the latest model or the next improved version. But many times when you decide that I'm not going to upgrade, I'm not going to upgrade. Many times you run into glitches, disappointments, setbacks. I don't know what's wrong with this thing. You know, I don't know why this flip phone can't get on Facebook. I don't know what the issue is. Why I got to do this? And I just want to say to you, as we're talking about upgrading, because some issues that we run into life, we're going to run into anyway, but other issues we bring on ourselves. So even if you don't upgrade your phone, even if you don't upgrade your laptop, even if you don't upgrade your desktop, even if you never upgrade your television to a smarter television, even though you don't upgrade your microwave and your alarm system at your house, please upgrade your relationship with Jesus Christ. Please. Understand that we have to do it because Jesus says, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. I got to go. I'm going to my Father, but I will not leave you comfortless. He says, I got to leave this world, but I'm not leaving this world without the comfort, without everything that you need to be able to be better. I'm leaving, but I'm leaving you an upgrade. He says, I'm leaving you, and I'm leaving you the person of the Holy Spirit who will dwell in you and guide you and direct you. And that's why when we are saved and accept Jesus Christ into our life, technically it's the Holy Spirit that comes into our life and begin to help us to be who he wants us to be and to do what he wants us to do and to empower us with the gifts he's empowered us to use for the building of his kingdom. We have the power to do what God would have us to do because he's upgraded us to the Holy Spirit who lives in us. We have no choice but to upgrade. You come to know Christ and the Holy Spirit dwells in you. You're always receiving that message. Do better. Upgrade. It's always something annoying that's telling you this is what you need to do. Yes, you need to forgive them. Yes, you need to love them. Yes, I know they hate you. I know they can't stand you. But you had better love them. Come on, accept the upgrade. Yeah. Download God's love in your heart. I know whenever you got an opportunity to upgrade your systems, there's always a button that says accept. But some folk, I don't want to accept that. But it keeps on popping up. Asking you, do you want to download? Do you want to get your upgrade? And many of us have stalled and didn't get an upgrade, sometimes for years, We didn't want to. But he says, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You will find rest. Except. He says, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone will come in, I will sup with them. He's not going to break your door down. He's waiting on you to hit accept. And then once you accept him, you become under the guise of the Holy Spirit that will direct you. And many times we tell the Holy Spirit no when the Holy Spirit tells us yes. Go do this and go do that and go help them and go do this. I ain't going to spend all my money with them. Not me, not today. I wish I would be nice to them. They ain't never been nice to me. But if you're saved, the Holy Spirit gonna direct you and bother you, and accept gonna keep popping up until you say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Accept. Have your way, God. Lastly, understand this. I know we think it's so difficult to be Christian the way God wants us to be. I know we think that's so difficult. And we make it difficult because we point out people who we say are Christian and saved, and we expect them to walk on water, turn water into wine, and to do all of this stuff. We expect them to make no mistakes. We expect them to do everything right by what I think is right. We expect them to dress a certain way. We expect them to walk a certain way, talk a certain way. I don't know. Some got all kind of crazy expectations for people who supposed to be, y'all say supposed to be saved. All these different kind of things that people supposed to be and do. And yet, we don't impose those same things on our own individual lives. So then we begin to say, well, I didn't say I was all that saved, so I ain't got to do all that. I ain't a preacher. You know, I ain't a this, I ain't a that. No, you are the saved. And God calls on every last one of us who is saved to love. That's what he says. But here's the power behind it. Thirdly, God would do it. Yeah, that's it. God would do it. Well, Pastor, wait a minute. All this stuff you're telling me I need to do and everything else, whatever else, what do you mean God would do it? It's right there. John 14, 13, 14. Jesus says, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father might be glorified. It takes all of the problem, all of the headache, it takes all of the stress, it takes everything from you, because you don't have to do it if you just ask God to guide you, direct you, and to help you get it done. We waste so many prayers praying for stuff that's not even in God's will. God is saying, if you want what I want, I get you what you want. He said, if you could trust me enough to pray what I'm asking you to pray for, if you trust me enough to let my will be done in your life, if you put at the top of your list of all the things you want to get done, what God wants done, and he wants everybody saved. If that's at the top of your list, that you want everybody saved, whatever you ask and God will do it, he will get them saved. But how many of us stayed up all night long worrying about, thinking about, praying about, being all just confused about, I can't sleep tonight because there's so many unsaved people in this world. I just stay up all night long because of all the unsaved people. I just don't know what to do. There's so many unsaved. I can't go to sleep tonight. There's so, no. I want my team to win the Super Bowl. My team is out. I mean, the stuff that we pray about and we depend upon. But if we ever say, Lord, let your will be my will. He starts with that. And if we're saying, you know, Lord, I need you to help me to do what you created me to do. I need you to help me love like you want me to love. I need you to help me to give like you want me to live. Give. I want you to, Lord, I need you to help me forgive like I need to forgive so that those who don't know you can come to know you. I need you to use me in such a way so that folk who don't know you will come to know you. And the word of God says, I will help you. I'll do it. I truly believe that after so many, I know y'all wonder why the pastor pray and ask us in 2023 that we need to baptize somebody every month on the first Sunday. I've been pastoring here for, come March, will be, how long, 42 years. I've had many conferences. When I first got here, we had conference every month. I've been to many church conferences, many business meetings of the church. Not once in all the conferences has anybody ever said, we need to do something about not baptizing people in the last 5 months. We need to do something because nobody been saved in our church, around our church. That's most important to us as a church who follows Jesus. What if our number one priority was God's number one priority? And what if when those of us who connected to the church mess up, we don't beat them down so bad till they never want to come back and be with us again? What would happen if we decided to, as we go on upgrade, that we would decide that we're going to upgrade to allow God to help us with our feelings about folk who just hurt us and harmed us? And God to help us to keep moving up to another level of love, another level of caring, another level of helping each other. Lastly, in this, God would do it, is he would remove all the stuff in your life that need to be removed. Have y'all ever done an upgrade and you lost some stuff? You had some names, some numbers that you had, and when you did the upgrade, you lost those names? You lost some stuff? Oh, when God does an upgrade on our lives, don't be surprised if you lose some stuff. Don't be surprised if there's some stuff you need to put aside. And listen, and as you lose some stuff, when you lose a desire to hate somebody, when you lose a desire to not forgive, when you lose a desire to be stingy, when you lose that stuff, just know it's a part of the upgrade and you're moving into a better operating system. Use the gifts that are available to you through the latest prayer you prayed. Y'all know, listen, y'all prayed this prayer before, and we may end with this. Anybody said, Lord, fix me. Lord, fix me. Lord, fix me. Fix me, Jesus. Fix me. Y'all know that's why we upgrade our stuff. Because something went wrong with the operating system. Something went wrong. But the manufacturer knew how to fix it. That's why we get the upgrade from them. You might lose some stuff. And don't try to go and recover what God helped you lose. Let it be deleted. And move on to who God wants you to move on to doing what God have you to do. I'm done. I just thank God. Hallelujah. Now, I know you're going to ask me, Pastor, how do you know that God can fix it. Whatever it is. Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know how deep my hurt is. You don't know how bad my situation is. You don't know what I've been. You don't know about my family. You don't know about my situation. You don't know about my job. You don't know what I'm looking at. How do you know God can fix it? I know the greatest problem all of us had was we sinned and come short. We all was on our way to burning hell forever. But God fixed it. Oh, how did he fix it? He sent his son through 42 generations who came to this earth and went about doing good. Even though folk talked about him, ridiculed him, called him everything but a child of God. We look at the life of Jesus, and all this year we're going to look more at the life of Jesus so we can see what Jesus did and how we can do what he did. But we know that he did allow them to put nails in his hands, nails in his feet, crown of thorns on his head. And on the cross, he died for all of your sins. On the cross, he died for all of my sins. They placed him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there all night, Friday, all day, Saturday, all night. But early on that Sunday morning, he got up from the grave with power. Power even over death. What a mighty God who loves us. He can fix it. Whatever it is. You hit the accept button and allow him to do what only God can do. Maybe those here today who saying, I need the Lord in my life. I need the Lord to fix me. Fix my situation. Fix what's going on in my life. We extend you an invitation to give us your hand, but give God your heart. We're literally going to pray. For those online and those in the building, we're going to pray that if you want to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, there's a prayer we pray, a prayer that we pray. And in the prayer, you admit that you've sinned and come short. All of us have sinned and come short. That's no big deal. We all have done that. But we're praying that if we shall believe in your heart that Jesus died for your sins, rose from the grave, the Bible said you shall be saved. This text says, whatever you ask in my name. Wow. The Lord is saying to us today, if you believe in me, you will do greater works. Pray this prayer with me if you want to accept Christ right now. Say, Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart. Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you, God, for saving me right now. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've accepted, if you've hit the accept button on today and allowed Jesus Christ to come into your life, please let us know online by typing the word saved. We'll get back with you. If you're in this building and you've accepted Christ and you also now would like to be a member of First African Baptist Church to join us to help you in your walk with Christ and help us in our walk with Christ, won't you come? Won't you come on today? Won't you come? Won't you come? Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, GIVELIFY. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.